Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week for your listening and eargasm pleasure. And we are waiting on our very special guest, Ava Moore, to show up. While we're doing that, I had a very interesting experience on Facebook this morning. One of my friends, conveniently, and this is a good example, actually, I think, of the way the world is now working, particularly those who are exposing scumbaggery, seem to be working together with people from all corners. So dig this. You know how, like, Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com has released an article a little while ago saying that the police departments are actually private, right? Police departments are private. They're there to protect the corporation. They're not there to protect you, right? Well, in New Zealand, why would it be any freaking different? And check this out. New Zealand's Companies Office Certificate of Incorporation, 323-8729 Limited. Somebody calls their company name 323-8729 Limited. And guess what? This is to certify that the New Zealand Police Limited was incorporated under the Companies Act 1993 on the 12th day of January 2011 and changed its name to 323-8729 Limited on the 13th day of January 2011, and it was removed from the register on the 20th day of November 2012 with the signature and the seal of the registrar of the company's office, Mr. Neville Harris. It's on the 24th day of November 2012, ladies and gentlemen. So, oh my goodness. So, not only are the cops actually a company, right? I mean, think about this. Somebody walks up to police uniform and you're like, ooh, it's a cop. Somebody turns up to you in a, I don't know, what other kind of, in a McDonald's uniform, okay, and says, can I take your order, please? Right? That's an appropriate level of respect and authority that these cops actually have. They're just a company, some of their wares. The problem is, their wares are violence, malfeasance, deception, and scumbaggery. All right? I'm not talking about all cops. I really dislike it when people do that. That you criticize one thing, and what they do is they then blow it out of proportion and say you criticize everything. No, no, no. Look, I know the difference between common decency and scumbaggery, and that's the only difference, all right, that is really worthy of note when it comes to talking with anybody, particularly, and this is the more important part, anybody with power over other people. Do you understand? If people have power over you or somebody else, that power needs to be kept in check. They need to be responsible, don't they? But unfortunately, corporate responsibility practically does not exist. Has anybody seen that film, that documentary, The Corporation, where they list through the character traits and backstories and logs of a regular company, a massive Fortune 500 company to be honest. And they go through the checklist. What kind of scumbaggery have these people been committing? Well, apparently it's total scumbaggery. And in every single way, through a big checklist of character traits, including conning other people for profit, police lying to you and saying that a traffic ticket actually has lawful authority, when if you actually send the traffic ticket back with a few documents and so on and so forth and say accepted for value, it suddenly goes away. How could you possibly do that if there was any actual reality to a traffic ticket? The answer is there isn't any reality to traffic tickets. It's all just a made-up scheme to steal money off you. And I hate it when people mince words as well. Don't you? Cops giving you a ticket out you hurting anybody or damaging anybody's property? That's BS. It's just that freaking simple. You know, people would go, oh, well, you know, if we didn't give out tickets, we'd have everybody driving around, tearing ass around the roads. Look, mate, if there's no cops anywhere in sight, people don't drive crazily and erratically, do they? No. They generally keep to the speed limit because it's actually something, because it's a hell of a lot easier to drive at that particular speed in that particular area without going out of control, being crazy, and getting into a freaking car crash. It's just common sense. The problem is, if you take away people's common sense, you also then need to take away their sense of personal responsibility. Because no common sense and no personal responsibility are a good mix. Just like common sense and personal responsibility are a good mix. You know? It's disturbing to me just how pervasive the scumbaggery has become. It's infecting every part of our society. All these things that we think we freaking know, all these people that we think we freaking care about, don't matter at all. At all. They don't care. Think about the leadership positions here. Who at the New Zealand Police or any other municipal police station in the States, already constabulary in the Uber Kingdom. Who is the CEO of those corporations? Is it like the police commissioner or something like that? Like Commissioner Gordon out of Batman? Hmm? Is it? Are these the guys that hold all of the keys and just go, yep, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make it into a company here. Hey, wait, hold on a second. Is that legal? Well, I will make it legal, you know? They don't care, bro. That's the reason why I'm afraid of cops. It's also the same reason why I'm afraid of gang members and judges, because they just got no respect for the law. Really? Has anybody else noticed that? The only people that are really capable of breaking the law all the time and getting away with it constantly are those who either, A, are part of the law enforcement community, judges, police all the way through, or the legislative community, politicians and bureaucrats all the way through, and all the rest of us, ordinary citizens, private business people, we're just freaking slaves. We can't get away with a crime if we tried. I remember when I was bullied in high school, and then after a while I got kind of a lot bigger, and suddenly people stopped bullying me, so I started bullying them. It's kind of like that. As soon as you've got the position of authority, okay, where people can't do anything back to you, that's when you take advantage of the situation, isn't it? You know? Think about this. You're about to commit a crime, or at least you're thinking about committing a crime. Let's say you've got no food, no money, or whatever. Then you stop, and you don't commit the crime, because you know if you do commit the crime, then even bigger criminals called police will violate your personal sovereignty, whatever you want to call it, and beat the hell out of you with billy clubs. Right, so hence you don't commit the crime because you're afraid. You're taking a dramatic decision to a dangerous situation in a large case, aren't you? Cops, lawyers, judges, politicians, bureaucrats, in a lot of cases that I've seen, at least, heard testimony from a number of different key people in these institutions, and it's kind of like, if you're a psychopath and you're in one of those structures, not only do you not care about breaking the law, but you're really brazen about it. And anybody within your organization who starts coming at you trying to expose you, they just destroy your career. You know, they just make stuff up about you, get you thrown out of parliament or something like that. And I do believe that when that happens, when you kick the good people out, there's nobody left to expose the remaining bad people. And I think that this has happened for a number of years. Maybe it took about a generation or two. I don't know. to squeeze every last good person who wished to fight out of the system. Every last one. The best we've got now, by comparison, is people who are willing to compromise with psychopaths. Right? You know, don't kill or violate the rights of these people over here, and but it's okay to violate and kill these people here. Right? That's fine. See, that's moral relativism. This is what drives our entire society, I think, is moral relativism. Not caring about another human being's personal existence because it doesn't make you any profit. More or less. You think about even farm animals get treated better than this. Or at least with farmers who care, of course. Farmers who care understand that when an animal, it produces less. Right? Maybe you can't eat the meat or whatever. The pig, even the most disgusting ones, you know, pigs rooting in the mud or anything like that, they're actually churning over the soil like a field plow. Hmm. So something that these people are doing, which is, you know, getting their hands dirty, you know, to use a workman's type of actually has an important function in the ecosystem. What a psychopath does is they identify whatever has an important function in the ecosystem, start to imitate it so that everybody thinks that they need it, and then they start replacing everything that was actually there in the first place. So you're left up with absolutely nothing but the illusion of what you thought you had. All right? So let's say a psychopath infiltrates an unemployment benefit office or something like that, or becomes the head of welfare. Well, what's going to happen there? Well, let's see, bro. I think what we're going to do, instead of actually, I don't know, trying to help in any way, shape, or form, is just cut benefits to the people who are most vulnerable, throw them out on the street, and, you know, hope that they somehow make their way into gainful employment, like human trafficking. You know? These people don't care, man. Wait, did we just save $37 million off of cutting benefits off of poor people in New Zealand? Yes, that's right. New Zealand, a country of 4 million people, has cut $37 million of benefits to people from the taxes that they paid. And we say that that's really good. That's really good. And that's just off, allegedly, the people who are bludging off the system. Not to mention all the other cutbacks and things of that nature that are happening all over the place. I was listening to Talkback Radio this one time, right, and I think this is a prime example. The system gets you suckered in, gets you comfortable in the first place, and it just drops the hammer on you. Disabled guy calls up into this Talkback. He has to go to a doctor and get checked every second week and do a whole bunch of tests. He never has the same person do it, just to confirm that he still can't walk. Do you have any idea how stressful that is? When you can't walk, having to make your way from your home out in the kind of country where you're living on your sickness benefit because you can't freaking work when you can't freaking walk. Somebody like that is being pulled in deliberately, has to go into town, find a place to park, and make their way into the WINS office, get a whole bunch of rigmarole, the exact same questions asked over and over and over again. The exact same test being conducted over and over and over again. 15 years he'd been on a benefit, never had to do Shiite Muslim like this. They're giving us the squeeze. And they'll go after the people that can't defend themselves first. Like wolves picking off the sick lambs. Freaking disgusting, mate. And I'm not for welfare, by the way. I'm for not being a dick. You know? Maxo. douchebag of a thing to do, isn't it? We'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastonShow.com. Folks, don't you go anywhere. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This little song that you're just listening to there was made by a New Zealand band. I can't even remember the name of them, but they contacted me one time, and towards the very end of the song, they give out a couple of websites, and gorillamedia.co.nz is one of them, and they were just asking me permission to promote my website, and I was like, dude, you're asking me permission to give me free promotion on a very cool song like that that has amazing lyrics that exposes scumbaggery? You betcha. You don't even need to ask permission. Just go ahead and do it, mate. And that goes for everybody else as well. If you like the Vinnie Eastwood Show and you want to like make a song that includes it, or you know, you want me to kind of sing a few lines in a rap song or whatever, or send you a megaphone recording, anything like that, I want to collaborate with as many artists as humanly freaking possible. That's the intention here, ladies and gentlemen, is collaboration and caring about people, you know, interacting with your fellow man. Because after all, if you have creative ability, that's something that identifies you as not being a psychopath. So naturally, I want to accumulate as many contacts and do as many projects with people who are not psychopaths as humanly possible. So in the off chance that some of them do come after me, demonize me, call me names or something like that, I'll have many other people who call me to see how I'm doing and is this true? And I go, no, it's not. And they go, oh, okay, well, here's the evidence, so and so forth, blah, 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 blah. And I go, okay, sweet. We're all on even keel here. Because I'm not corrupt. I'm not lying to you. I'm not doing it for the money. Look, my last paycheck was like $4,000 for the month, plus $11,900 worth of Westfield shopping vouchers. Okay, that was my last paycheck doing a job for the money. And that was like 6 or 7 years ago. And I've been living on the skin of my teeth, the generosity of listeners, and especially the extremely valued and kind help of my partner, Sarah, who I'll be marrying in January, who's been with me all this time, when I was going through the wake-up scenario that we all go through when you start to lose touch with this lie that everybody keeps telling you. You know, I don't think that we have much of a choice. But I do believe, of course, that you've got to be grateful. You know, I'm incredibly grateful to all of you listeners. You make my life complete. And it's not just because I'm an attention-seeking narcissist, although that is part of it. Anyway, we have, I believe, our guest, Ava Moore, has just signed on to Skype. So, AFR, if you want to bring her in, yes, right, sir. Now, she's all ready to go. And, we're having a little bit of problems connecting her to the Skype, I think. And this is a bit of a frustrating situation we're getting through here at AFR these days. All right. Okay. Yeah. She hasn't added you as a contact yet. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, just doing a little bit of a producing on air. It happens sometimes. So, if she adds AFR as a contact, then we'll hear from Ava more. My guitarist, Mikhail, says that she's like the fiance or wife of Bill Brockbrader, I think, who was a Navy SEAL who turned whistleblower and got famous through Kerry Cassidy's Project Camelot, I believe, radio. Now, there's a lot of things going on in the military, and apparently the military is waking up faster than a lot of other sections of society. Maybe that's because when you're in the military, when you're in full indoctrination mode, you can see the BS far more clearly, perhaps. So I'm not sure if she's actually Bill Brockbader's wife. We'll just find out. Ava, welcome to the program. Ava, speak up. We can't hear you, love. Might be muted or something.
It was frozen. No? It was frozen. Sorry, my computer keeps freezing. Hi, Vinny. How are you?
I'm very good. Maybe you should get a heater for your computer or something, or maybe have a little fire going next to it.
I'll take you up on that. That's for sure. Hi, thanks for having me on. Sorry for the delay.
No, it could be worse. I got the opportunity to rant about how much I really hate being shafted over by private corporately funded police. I was actually appreciative for the opportunity. Thank you, Ava.
Oh, you're very welcome. How are you, Vinny?
Yeah, somewhat fabulous. Somewhat fabulous.
Aw, good. That's good to hear. That's what's needed in this world today, is people who are making a difference and have the capacity to stand in that and actually own it with its totality in both polarities and keep going forward. So I commend you for what you're doing. You make it look easy, and I respect that very much, and I'm grateful for the fact that you have the broad perspective that you do, and you manage to incorporate humor, which is a great way for an adult learner to digest a little more palatable, a little more pleasing to the taste buds.
A little bit more pleasing to the taste buds. Yes, I am. Juicy like an orange. And we've had Ava kind of drop out now again.
I'm back.
Okay, now Ava, do you want to have you got a landline number there? If you just want to type that into the Skype chat here, we should be able to connect you up by that. If we're going to be having these kind of connectivity issues with your Skype, I think
for so, sure. Okay,
yeah, just type it on.
I remember this spiel that people seem to have this issue when they have the opportunity to come on your show.
It didn't used to happen. In fact, our former board op was very surprised when it does happen on my show. He said that I'm known, out of all the hosts at AFR, for having the least technical issues.
Uh-huh.
And it's been happening more and more recently, but I think there's more technical issues over at the American Freedom Radio board time. We've got a whole new board ops in. They're just learning the system, and these are just growing pains, you know, that kind of thing. You've got to make allowances, because
absolutely,
it's a big complicated system to just have yourself be plopped right in the middle.
Well, congratulations,
of it.
That's good news. That's yeah. Very good news.
Well, to the board ops credit, they're making lemonade out of lemons, you know.
Absolutely. No, that is very good news. I mean, I think growth is one of the most important value structures to have right now in this day and age, because things are changing so quickly. Bill likens the amount of truth that is coming forward to attempting to drink out of a fire hose. And that's not necessarily the most easy thing to do. So I commend people who are growth oriented and willing to roll up their sleeves and get in to this mess to help bring solution forward. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's cancer is also growth oriented.
Well, yeah, see, and yeah, part of my background is looking at things from a holographic standpoint and understanding templates, paradigm templates. Once you get a a snippet of the micro, you can then expand it into the macro, and you can see things that are well beyond your knowledge set, just if you understand the primers of what the consciousness is functioning. And that, you know, that would apply to cancer and all disease, uranium. My mentor was actually pricked with uranium in Russia after the fall of the Cold War. He went over as an American to assist in the transitioning of Russia into a more democratic, even though that's, you know, somewhat of an illusion, democracy, to allow them to start to rise into a place of function where they could not compete, but step up to the international markets. So he was empowerment oriented, and some of the Russian mafia didn't quite like his empowering some of the communities that were stopping trainloads of cocaine going through their community, and they targeted
How
him.
How dare they stop trainloads of cocaine? The audacity!
Yes, yes. So he was targeted with uranium. He was pricked, and he got very ill. And part of what he did is go into the information sets, the templates of the consciousness of uranium, and negotiate with it. And also used sonar from dolphins, worked with dolphins to empower his biological matrix to heal. So there's some amazing things that are available. It's just we're not always given both sides of the information set. We're only given one side of the polarity in the hopes that we will become overwhelmed and shut down and give up and roll over passively. But there's always present, equal and opposite, the solution to whatever polarity is showing up. And a lot of times it's more frequency, thought, consciousness that is affecting and driving the solution to the surface. It's whether or not we have the capacity to get grounded and focus on the solution and find it. So
you know, I was just thinking about this. Reality is like a projected hologram of an hourglass. Now, think about the hourglass shape. You know, you've got a little bottleneck in the middle. That's where we are right now. That's just reality. And up above us is the positive realities that we could expand into. And down below us are the negative elements that we could delve into. And it works both ways. If you focus your lens upwards, you become better and better on an exponential scale until it gets very, very wide indeed at the very top of the hourglass when all your sand is full. And if you start focusing on the negative, you start looking into scumbaggery. You start seeing that the pattern of scumbaggery through the lens gets magnified and magnified and magnified on an equally infinite negative scale.
This is true. This is very true. I wanted to actually... I wanted to ask you a question. Do you peruse the YouTube channels of people that are covering the weather? Have you looked at Dutch Sense? Have you followed him at all?
I've heard of him. Tried to get him on the show a couple of times. He didn't turn up. It was unfortunate.
Okay.
But because of... You know how you said before how I do what I do and I make it look easy?
Yeah.
It's only easy for me because... I cut out everything that everybody else does. I'm not reading articles, not watching YouTube videos.
Oh, I understand. Yes, I understand. I absolutely understand that. The reason why I ask is that I actually had somebody bring it to my attention that he put out a recent post where he was talking about the alternative media being offered diplomatic immunity as well as sums of money by an independent group, you know, claiming to have ties to M1 and Swiss Indo. I'm just wondering if you've heard anything about this, because this is really
I've
interesting.
Never heard of M1 or was it Swiss Swindle? Was it?
Swiss Indo. I've had no contact with them, but the reason why I bring this up is because I think for all listeners out there, what people, and I would love your feedback on this, Vinny. I actually thought it would be an interesting game to play with you, the 80-20 game, much like, you know, Wheel of Fortune or The Price is Right. It would be like a time on your show where you could do the 80-20 game with people. And what I've come to realize is that most people in this arena have an 80-20 rule. The intentions around the rollout of that 80-20 are always to be questioned, but for most part, I've noticed that most people have about 20% of their experience that they hold back for whatever reason. And what I would encourage all the listeners and the people out there who are following all these different alternative media sources is to keep that into their perspective and into their heart and mind, because I think that it's important so that we, the alternative media, are held accountable in a loving, compassionate way. Because, I mean, this game is so on the ground, you know, functioning while you run, you know, on the fly, that it's not easy. And what I'm talking about is the idea that perhaps there are people out there who are looking to financially pay off portions of the alternative media. And that is, you know, technically co-opting. And so I'm concerned. I think it's worth bringing up. I wanted to know if you'd heard anything like that, because I guess Dutch Sense has some religious background where he felt that after he was approached, he could not comply with this offer, and he thought it was worthwhile to get on his YouTube channel and actually roll out and disseminate this information that was coming to him as an offer. He felt it was important that the people who are following the alternative media be given this heads up, that there are sanctions out there who are potentially offering money and allegiance through diplomatic immunity. I don't know if it's true. I mean, I don't know Dutch Sense. I just think that this is worth bringing up to everyone that's, you know, out there listening to alternative media. And I wanted to...
I have countless thoughts along this vein, and I will elucidate them after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Don't you go anywhere.
Gangster government and con artist, parroting puppet gangster, playboy scum on top. There is no escape from this worse gangster police state using all of the deadly gangster Frankenstein controls.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. 5 days a week. My very special, lovely guest is Ava Moore. Now, you want to talk about whether or not there are actually agencies out there that are going to potentially approach members of the truth movement in order to pay off and control them and get their allegiance, right?
Well, I don't know, but that was what
Dutch Sense... This is the allegation.
Yeah, that's what Dutch Sense rolled out, that it was against his moral or ethical and or religious beliefs to accept this offer, so he thought it was worth bringing it forward to the community to have knowledge.
Are you saying somebody approached him and he's reporting that?
Yeah, apparently somebody approached Dutch Sense and said, look, we're doing this. We're offering alternative media personnel who have, I think, reached a certain criteria, which would probably be a viewing audience. We're approaching them to offer them allegiance, financial backing, and also diplomatic immunity, which, I mean, that for me on everything that's being offered, the diplomatic immunity, that was the one that really kind of put a fire under my ass, because it's like, well, what are the criteria that they're offering these people in the alternative media arena, diplomatic immunity? And therefore, if it is tied to the United Nations, you know, or what country? Because, I mean, you can buy a diplomatic immunity or diplomatic passport and qualify for $250,000. So, I mean, is it just money? And if so, you know, what allegiance is that? You know what I mean? This is a very interesting conversation. I really wanted to bring it up with you because I know you have a very vast background and you see things from a wider perspective and you've got, you know, connections with people all over the world. So apparently Dutch Sense came out and said that this was coming through Swiss Indo and potentially people through OPPT.
Okay, and so what's the background of these people, right?
And he didn't go into any more. He didn't talk about the criteria. He didn't talk about anything other than what was offered and that he turned it down.
Okay. All right. Let's assume that he's telling the truth. Let's say, for example, there is currently, as we speak, almost all of the top truther activists, YouTubers, radio hosts, so on and so forth, are currently co-opted.
Let's see if we've got evidence for that. How many psychopaths do we have in the truth movement that host radio shows or make YouTubes or something like that, who are very vicious, nasty people and so on and so forth? There's actually a number. So the psych profile fits the MO. And on top of that, what other kind of loyalty are they buying? Are they saying don't mention certain things? Are they saying do mention certain things? Are they saying cover talking points?
This is it.
Are they talking about covering particular events in order to, play down them and say that they're all infiltrated and stuff like that? So the seeds of dissent, the CIA is very adept at this practice, the FBI as well. There are quite a number of different instances where I can think of back throughout history where people had used COINTELPRO not only to destroy leaders of particular movements. I believe COINTELPRO started when Martin Luther King was starting to get a lot of traction, like a lot of big movement in the civil rights struggle in America. And so the FBI came up with this idea of basically taking people out by any means necessary.
Yeah.
They can blackmail you.
Divide and conquer.
They can physically threaten you. They can demonize you in the media. They can kill you. But most of the time they prefer to just buy you off because it's much easier. And so I have no doubts that this practice hasn't been wiped. I mean, what's so radically different about the United States today as it was during the civil rights movements when they were just shooting black people in the street, you know?
But this is and people need to think that it's not just the United States any longer. This is global. And also always bear in mind that there are sanctions within the United States who are warring with each other. So that adds a nice, interesting twist. And I've been here in the United States for 2 years. And it's taken, as a Canadian, it's taken me a little bit of time to adjust to not only the political gameplay and seeing through the media disinformation, the mainstream media disinformation, co-opting of, you know, energy focus, but also the holographic gameplay in the fact that the United States has literally got, you know, the Pentagon, the CIA warring between each other, then the U.S. Navy and Naval Secret Security, Naval Space Programs. You know, like, there's all these different sanctions that are jostling for power and to be the cook in the kitchen. And so in real time, on a holographic context, you can see things get constructed holographically and then deconstructed within days. It's amazing and it's bizarre. And it's really, for me, as a newbie from another country, you know, who is just trying to get some ground footing so that I can, you know, just be present, is interesting. And
could I interject here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because here's the danger of delving into the possibility of people being co-opted. It means you stop trusting people altogether, which is a bad, bad move.
Well,
there are people that you can trust, but here's the thing: when somebody violates your trust and you get really, really depressed and upset about it, kind of thing, and make you feel like, oh, I'm never going to trust anybody again. That's like a woman breaking up with a man and then saying, all men are pigs, and I'm never dating another man again, okay? It doesn't make sense. You've got to procreate in some way, motherfucker, Let's think about this.
Absolutely.
You can't cut out. I mean, that's the problem with people. When you don't trust anybody, it means you also turn away people who are trustworthy.
Right. And absolutely. And that is in and of itself.
Even in so doing. Yeah. And that fulfills the agenda by itself. Just co-opting somebody and you even losing trust in them makes you automatically lose trust in all the good people in the truth movement anyway.
Hold on a second. Can I just say discernment skills down. Discernment is the very key.
I say forgiveness skills. More importantly, forgive yourself for being deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people will freaking deceive you. As soon as you do a little bit of research into somebody, real research, and try and look up for backed documents, as soon as you gain suspicion of somebody, then you start looking into their background and the people who know them and then see their trailed in a checkered past, it makes sense all of a sudden. It's very easy to discern who's an insider.
I don't know that it is, because there are people within sanctions like that come forward that have ties to CIA who are trying to bring truth forward and keep their ties. So there are people who I think that you're right. I see it as compassion. I see it as compassion as being the key that turns. That unlocks trust. I think that certain people have different agendas and different motivations. And when you understand what's in it for them and what is the guiding principles that they move from, then you can understand how to predict through algorithm or holographically what they're doing. And then you can kind of be in interaction with them, because all life is self-sustaining. I mean, when it comes down to it, most people are motivated by keeping themselves and their loved ones safe. And, you know, as more and more truth comes out and as more and more people have the capacity to come forward and honestly share truth, you know, the need for the greater listening audience to stay in that perspective of 80-20. And I think that's a good rule of thumb. Like, at any time, somebody may be giving only 80% of the truth and holding back 20. And it's not necessarily always for nefarious purposes. It could be for their own safety. You know what I mean? So I guess compassion is definitely something that I see as vital. And that is for self especially, because that is the hardest thing, is when people get burnt, they recoil. And like you say, like they go into a place of shutdown, and then there's no co-creative capacity. I think that's a very valid point.
Well, here's the point, encapsulated really succinctly. As soon as you take the money, you're theirs forever. Okay? And not only that, you automatically are contributing to destroying the truth movement. Even if you take the money and you don't even, and they never even tell you to do anything, just the mere fact that you're taking the money and people might find out about it, lose trust in you. They might lose trust in the entire movement. You've derailed somebody's interaction within a whole scheme of thought here. It's that dangerous. Don't take the money.
Well, and see, how do people get by with the whole donation button thing then? Then that becomes the conversation, is like, you know, if you open the door to have donations, then, you know, there's, you know,
there's always potential. There's always potential for abuse, I think. When people trust you enough to donate, say, $500 or something like that, and you don't come through and keep doing the same thing that you were always doing, you know? That's why I take donations. I just keep doing what I'm doing. And the reason people donate is because they like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I don't change. I just keep doing it, don't I? So, you know, you've got to follow through, I think.
Yeah.
And that's the way. The listeners really do need to hold their favorite radio show host accountable every single way and every single day. Otherwise, hey, they might be leading you as a lamb to the slaughter. It's not cool, man. We'll be right back.